And it was a wonderful, enlivening relationship.
We had a lovely time, but we also worked a lot together. Mm. And we did a lot of projects for other people as well, apart from our own Athene ones. And then we did things at Trigg's place in...
Oh, yes. Potton. We went to Potton Hall. Using his piano.
And we did the Havergal Brown things with Raymond Clark. We did Rona McGill.
Yeah. These recordings were very good and got five-star rated, too, which delighted me.
And then we did it all. And it was really a lot of work, because most recording companies would have had at least four people.
Mm.
Minimum.
Yes.
And since that time, we've done a lot of discs.
Mm. I retired, and then I came up 2 days a week, didn't I?
Yes, and I think Joan got a bit fed up. Because sometimes, if we were doing something like with Dear Derek, you would actually stay the night.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point was that we obviously became very close, we're great friends, and I couldn't imagine how I could manage without you. And Joan got fed up with you coming up all the time to me, and you got kicked out.
Yes, it was a defining moment, certainly. And all I had was my briefcase with details of the car, my checkbook, and pension.
Well, the funny thing was that Jenny
it was
and I.
My basic survival kit.
Well, Jenny and I had been out, and we came back. I dropped Jenny off. Arrived at the house. It didn't surprise me that the door wasn't locked, because I knew Andreas was working away at the computer, because he used to come and do that.
I heard the door go, I moved to the top of the stairs.
First of all, I saw a briefcase, and I thought, here we go again.
I was due to come up the following day, but it was a day early, wasn't
that's
it?
That's right. And there you were at the top.
I said, Jones, kick me out. And you said, well, you know, go back tomorrow just as...
I said, go back, I'm sure she didn't mean it. And you go, you know, stay the night, spend the day as you normally would have, because it was a day you normally came up, and then go back as if nothing had happened. And then she rang and said she never wanted to see you again, and it was quite a relief for you. But I actually felt very uncomfortable, because I knew that a lot of pressure was in your mind, you know, whether you should go back, and Phil was very... anxious that you should not.
It wasn't our intention, really, that...
No. I knew that I still feel very sorry that Joan has had to cope on her own, because I knew how difficult it would be without you.
But I think sometimes once things are said in such vehement tones, it's...
It was obvious that she was not going to have you back on any terms except completely her terms, and you weren't prepared to do that.
No, and it was surprising when I put the phone down how much of a relief it was. It's as though one had stopped bashing one's head against the wall, you know. And only then did one realise what the stresses and pressures have been.
Well, it's always sad when a long-term marriage in your case breaks up, but it hadn't been going right for quite a long time, and all your children were adult, so... You know, I didn't feel as bad about it as if you'd been with family of younger children.
Yeah.
And also, I didn't ask you. I never asked Dave either. I never asked either of you to actually leave your wives. You were kicked out, both of you, more or less in the same sort of way. The wife got fed up, understandably. And God, I understand that. I've been in the same position myself in the past.
Mm.
But I do feel... that you should never try and hang on to someone if they really would prefer to go away and be with someone else.
Mm.
I've never felt that one had the right to hang on to people. And,
well, it certainly was a question of one door closing and another opening, because we were able to really plan our lives together in a way that we weren't able to before.
Yes, and of course, even before you were kicked out, we had actually gone abroad together.
Yes.
Because we were working as a team, as a business team, on my 60th birthday, we went to Cologne. And we had to meet Andreas's manager, and Andreas was playing this. He played the Tchaikovsky Second Piano Concerto. It was an enormous, enormous concert hall. It was packed.
Yes.
And he got us tickets, and we were staying in a very nice hotel. And you actually gave me
wonderful
red roses. Couple of days there.
Well, we certainly got around quite a bit.
We got around quite a bit. We travelled about, and then after you were had moved in with me, we went to the Haydn Festival. I think that was after we'd moved down here.
Oh yes, with Eleanor. That was a very interesting trip.
And then we moved down here, and you found this house actually because we were staying with Bob in Lyme Regis, and you were walking up, and you came across the estate agent and thought it might be worth looking at.
I said I was looking for a big music room. And this is what they came up with. But unfortunately, we couldn't see it, could we? We had, because Anne Verney was, I suppose, not, she said she wasn't well, but probably
the everything
house
was in a mess, yes.
And so we came back a fortnight later. And we came this way.
Yes, because I remember as we approached, we suddenly saw the gatehouse. Nothing actually sort of really prepared me for the impacted me. There's the gatehouse. It looked so romantic and wonderful. You said that's the gatehouse. It's the Landmark Trust. And there was a feeling, a wonderful feeling of anticipation. As we went through this fantastic gatehouse and saw the National Trust old Shrew Barton on the right. But I said as we passed this, I said, well, that's the sort of house I really would like to live in. But actually, in retrospect, it wouldn't have been all that good, really.
And then we embarked upon what turned out to be a very long drive.
And you hadn't been to see it before either, had you?
No, it was the first time we'd seen it together.
And we went along and you said, oh, the drive needs doing up. I didn't like that.
It was, beyond this point, it was in very bad repair because this had been maintained by the National Trust.
And I poo-pooed that because I was used to the terrible drive we had at Trevor.
And this was the beginning.
Being a bit sort of picky, you know, to worry about the drive. And then I saw all these wonderful oak trees in the fields. Idyllic.
And then as we rounded the corner,
we saw
another sight to us.
We thought, gosh, wow. Well, we hope that, anyway, that we're only going to be in the wing.
I think we went to the front, Joe. We didn't go round the back, I don't think, to start with. But anyway.
Anyway, we'll go to the front.
There's the house.
We'll go to the front.
Shoot house.
Can't see our wing from here. We couldn't see that until we actually arrived.